What can you tell us about what is now known about the cause of the blast and fire last Friday?
Yes, you know, unfortunately, we had one of our natural gas pipelines ruptured and ignite late Friday afternoon in western Buncombe County. It appears that a section of 12-inch steel transmission pipeline incurred surface damage during the during a 2003 installation of a smaller plastic distribution line that runs parallel and is in close proximity to the transmission line, and that this damage ultimately led to Friday's fire. It's undetermined what caused the gas to ignite at this particular time. Our main focus for the past couple of days has been, first and foremost, safety. It's also been the restoration of our natural gas system and restoring service to our customers. So this happens to be day one of determining the cause. Today we started to look into our history and maintenance records of this particular pipeline.
When you say surface damage, what does that mean?
During the installation of that distribution line, we're trying to ascertain the installation method at this point in time. Like I said, this is day one to determine that cause. There are scratches on that piece of 12-inch transmission line that has been removed. So that's what we mean by surface damage.
What is actually known about the age of the lines in that area?
Well, the age of the lines, you know, that particular line was installed in the mid-60s, but, you know, we use ground patrols to perform our leak surveys on the entirety of our transmission pipeline system. This particular section is inspected at least twice a year, most recently September 2013. So there was no evidence of any leak at this particular location.
Is there anything unique about the location?
No, there's not. There really isn't. We do know that given the close proximity and the installation of that plastic distribution line, that is what appears to be the contributing factor of this particular pipeline incident. What we do not know is what the ignition source was to ignite that gas. That is the piece we do not know.
How would you describe the emergency response?
We are so appreciative of the emergency responders, the city and county officials and the local utilities and agencies who worked with us quickly to safely contain the fire and expedite our repairs. We'd like to thank our customers across western North Carolina who also immediately responded to our requests. They reduced their gas usage as we asked them to, so while we made our repairs. You know, really and truly, this whole event, the cooperation and understanding of our customers in the entire Asheville area has really been overwhelming. It really has.
How long and how difficult is it to turn off the gas in a situation like that?
Well, each location is unique. It was reported at 4 o'clock p.m. on Friday. At 4:15, we had initial employees on the scene, and by 5:26, we had the valves closed, and by 5:35, the flames were subsided.
What assurance can you give your customers that something similar won't happen again?
As a precautionary measure, we will begin immediately to replace the entire section of transmission pipeline that runs parallel to the distribution line that was installed in 2003. The work to replace that section of pipeline, approximately 1,000 linear feet, is expected to take 2 to 4 weeks. This work should not result in any disruption of service to our customers, and it will have some impact to the traffic in that particular area. So we're certainly thankful that no one was hurt as a result of this incident. You know, public safety is always our highest priority. We're doing everything we can to understand exactly what happened and why, and to learn from it.
As we become more dependent on natural gas, is the infrastructure that's used to deliver natural gas keeping pace with the ever-growing demand for energy?
We believe it is. We believe it is. The natural gas industry is one of the safest industries out there. It's just that when an unfortunate incident like this happens, you know, it gets attention because of the size and the scope. But it is one of the safest industries out there. Yes.
George Ratchford is VP of Operations for PSNC. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.